Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. We thank God that we can give him praise on today. We give you, God, praise. We give you honor tonight. We reverence your holy name. We exalt thee. Hallelujah. We exalt thee. We lift up the name. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So we thank God tonight. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to pray in that name above every name. Every knee will bow. Every
yes.
tongue
yes.
will confess Jesus is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God. Amen. The Bible declares that we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God. We are saved. So we thank God for salvation on tonight. We thank God for you and your family, every intercessor tonight. There is power in prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus said men ought always to pray. James said we ought to pray without ceasing. So every Tuesday night, we thank God that when Jesus was about to go to the cross, he asked his disciples, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? Sometimes we go a little over that 1 hour, but we thank God that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Out of our busy lives, we pray to God and we take time out knowing, amen, that we stand in the need of prayer. He says, come boldly. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. And we thank God that we can come boldly,
yes,
boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. To obtain mercy and to obtain mercy in our time of need.
Amen.
I just want to share very quickly. We're going to go right into prayer tonight. But 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Just a few thoughts I'd like to share before we pray tonight. Familiar passage of scripture. Talking about the life of Jabez, my wife and I. I read a little tiny book years ago called The Prayer of Jabez, and that's what I want to read tonight. It was a very, very good book. It's a small book, but very powerful.
Yeah.
It may be on ebook nowadays, but when we bought it, we still have a copy here. It's a little hard-binding book, but it blessed us. And I just want to share a few thoughts from that tonight. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse number 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles, the Old Testament book of Chronicles, the first one, chapter number 4, verse number 9. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I have him with sorrow, I have bore him with sorrow. Verse 10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez's mother gave him a name because she bore him in sorrow. He bore his mother through childbirth great pain. And his name exemplified that pain and sorrow that she felt. So Jabez goes to God and he prays a prayer like this. Oh God, will thou indeed bless me?
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Anthony, you might ask, is a blessing that important? Absolutely. In Genesis chapter number 12, we see the grandfather of Jacob and Esau, Abraham. God comes to Abraham and said, I'm going to indeed bless you, and I'm going to give you a nation. And everyone that bless you, I'll bless. Everyone that curse you, I will curse.
Yeah.
And indeed, you will be blessed. So before Abraham got wealth, before he, glory be to God, got the promised land, before Abraham got the miracle baby of Isaac, God first blessed him. A blessing, and especially a blessing from God, is very important. The Bible declares that Jacob wrestled with an angel. And he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. So Jabez knew how important it was to be blessed by God.
Yeah.
So as we pray tonight, one of our prayers is, God bless us. Yes, we're already blessed, but we need God's hand, God's blessing, God to breathe on us continuously. And we pray to God to continue to bless us.
Yeah.
Then Jabez goes on to say, enlarge my coast or enlarge my territory. That should be the Christian desire. That should be one of our prayers. This is like an example prayer. We should want to grow, want to develop, want to mature. We should want to come into the things of God ready to change. I believe it will be a horrible existence to come into the body of Christ with no intentions of changing.
My God.
I said on Sunday, when I came to the things of God, deep down in my heart, I wanted change.
Yes.
And I knew to create change in my life, I needed to change. So when I asked God to change me, and the result changed my circumstances, God began to do a work in my life. And that was over 22, 23 years ago. So when we pray for God to enlarge our territory, yes, physically he'll do that. He'll give us more responsibility. He'll give us more things to be stewards and managers over. He'll give us more accountability and things we need to be reliable about. But before that, spiritually, the capacity that we have to have in God, I want to grow. I want to grow even better today than I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn something today that I did not know yesterday. I want to know more next week than I know right now as I'm praying and speaking. So we ought to always try to say, God, enlarge us in every area that you want to. Jabez, go on to say, I need your hand to be with me. God, I need your favor. I need your hand to be with me as I go through this thing called life. So we're going to pray for God's hand to be in everything that we do. God's hand to be on everything that we are a part of. We need God's hand, God's blessing, and we need God if we want to grow and enlarge our territory. Finally, he says, keep me from evil and keep evil away from me.
Amen.
I love the way the NIV said it. He said, so that evil can't hurt me and evil cannot harm me. God, I need you to protect me from evil. And the Bible says in verse number 10, the last verse, and God granted him his request. It was not a selfish prayer. It was a prayer of help, a prayer of humility, a prayer of substance. It was a wonderful prayer, and I try to pray this. God bless me, be with me. God increase me. And I've seen God answer prayer, even through this prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that we have a desire to grow. We thank you, Lord, that we know we need your blessings on our life on a continuous basis. We recognize, God, the enemy, the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, is trying to allow evil to derail us. But we're praying for supernatural protection on tonight. We're praying for that hedge like you gave Job. You put a hedge of protection around Job. You limited the devil on what he can do to Job. You say, yes, you can afflict his body, but you can't kill him. Yes, you can take away all his possessions, but you cannot destroy his life. And, Lord, many people in this prayer line, we've experienced your supernatural protection, your shield around us. Like it said in Psalm number 91, no plague, I feel the Holy Ghost. Nothing will come near your dwelling that is not of me. You're only witness with your eyes the destruction of those who don't serve me, the destruction of those who don't put their faith in me. 1,000 will fall at your side. 10,000 will fall at your right hand. But you say it will not come near you. And Lord, we pray tonight that you would let us remain in that secret place. Remain under the shelter of the Most High God. The enemy, Lord, is trying to deceive us even yet. Your word declares that the very elect of God can and will be deceived in this hour. Your word prophetically says that many will fall away from the truth and be deceived in this hour. So we're praying right now for supernatural ability to stay the course. We're praying for our families to stay united. We're praying for our marriages to be stronger. We're praying in the name of Jesus for our ministries and the call on our lives to be effective and powerful. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, those looking to the hills from which cometh their help, those looking to the author and finisher of their faith tonight,
Lord, yes.
Those who still are trusting in God with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their heart and their strength, Lord, bless your people like you bless Jabez. Lord, enlarge us like you enlarge Jabez. Lord, allow us to be kept from evil and evil to be kept from us like you did in the life of Jabez.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, like Jabez, hear our prayer on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're asking humbly to come in and do what we cannot do.
Yes, God.
We're asking God in the name of Jesus, even in this hour, in this season in our lives, to move. Not by power, not by might, but by thy spirit. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
We need the one baptizing with fire tonight. We need the anointed one. Oh, glory. Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. He was Jesus, yes, the Savior, but he was Jesus Christ, the anointed one. That's why we're the redeemed of the Lord, and the word says we should say so.
Okay.
We need to open up our mouths and declare that we belong to God.
Yes, God. Yes.
We need to decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. It's not time to back up with our faith.
Yes. Yes.
It's not time to be double-minded.
Yes.
It's not time to doubt God. Beloved, you're so close to a breakthrough. You're so close, glory be to God doing a new thing in your life. You are right there on the edge, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
of something so marvelous, something so wonderful, something so mind-blowing. You're right there on the brink of your prayers being answered and manifested. So don't turn back. Don't look back. Don't think back and don't even go back because you're right there. As we begin this new year, as we go throughout this year, I believe God is going to open an opportunity and a door for you that is so wonderful. Now, God, as we continue to pray, as you granted Jabez his request, we're believing by faith tonight that you hear our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for your word on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for speaking to us, Father God, about your desire to, Father God, give us our petitions, oh God, that you will bless us and bless us indeed, God. Hallelujah. Enlarge our territory. Keep us from evil, oh God. Keep evil away from us, oh Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you have an ear to hear the prayer requests of your people, oh God, as we come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God, praying according to your will, oh God. You have let us know that you hear us, God, and that you will give us those things for which we are praying. So, Lord, we come come asking, seeking, and knocking, oh God. We come, Father God, thanking and praising and worshiping you, God. We come bowing down before your name. We come with an attitude of gratitude, God, because of what you've already done, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh Lord, we could not praise you enough for what you have already done. We thank you, Lord, for moving mountains. We thank you, God, for causing walls to fall. We thank you, Lord, for breaking chains, yes, and demolishing strongholds.
Come on.
We thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies, oh God, yes, our minds and our souls. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free, oh God, from captivity, God. We thank you, Jesus, for saving us from the pit of hell. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that when the enemy came against us, oh God, that you rose up a standard against them. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you know the beginning from the end. We thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, oh God, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of Judah, the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the lily in the valley, my God, the friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for always having us on the palm of your hand, in the palm of your hand, God, that everything is under your divine providence, oh Lord. Lord, we just praise you, oh God. We magnify your name, you, that no one can curse whom you have blessed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that through the seed of Abraham, through the inheritance, that we are the seed of Abraham, and we inherit the blessings of Abraham, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for our rest in you, oh God. And we don't have to worry, oh God. We don't have to toil or labor, oh God, for salvation, oh God, but it was freely given to us, oh God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We praise your name, God. We worship you for life and life more abundantly, God. We praise you for overflow, oh God, and increase, oh God. We bless your name. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. For making a way out of no way, God. We thank you for divine provision and protection, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your rod, which strengthens us, oh God. Your word, oh God, which is a lamp unto our feet, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. We thank you and we praise you on today, God. We come, oh God, hallelujah. Open our mouths with the fruit of our lips, oh God, praising you, oh God, glorifying your name, magnifying your name, exalting your holy name. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. Over and over again, you stepped in and quieted the storm. Over and over again, you stepped in, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and stop the attack even against our lives. You stepped in, oh God, hallelujah. When the devil said it was over, you said, not yet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful, God, for protecting our children, our seed, oh God, for protecting our homes, oh God, for protecting our finances, for rebuking the devourer, oh God. You said in your word that you will rebuke the devourer,
amen,
for our name's sake. And we thank you for rebuking the devourer, oh God. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a peace.
Come on.
That surpasses all understanding, oh God.
Lord,
we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We thank you for destiny, God. We thank you for the boom, oh God. We thank you that we are in the boom, oh God. We are in the middle of breakthrough. We are in the middle of opportunity. The doors are opening, God. And Lord, we are just looking and experiencing your divine manifestation all over the place. We thank you for the boom, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the breakthrough. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that you're constantly breaking down walls and breaking down obstacles and allowing us to walk and move mountains, oh God, and walk on water, oh God. We thank you for miraculous power. your miraculous power working in our lives. So, Lord, bless every person under the sound of my voice. Touch every person. Touch every household. Saturate every home, God. Save every person in our homes, oh, God. Save our children, God. We pray for our children, Lord, tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. Lord, just save them, God. Save them. Save them from the fires of hell, God. In the name of Jesus, get them from Father God, save to the utmost. You said you are able to save to the uttermost, my God, those who come to you and call upon the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you for divine influence in the lives of our children. We thank you for your divine influence in the lives of our grandchildren. We thank you for your divine influence over our marriages and over our finances and over our homes, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural debt cancellation. In the name of Jesus,
glory. We
thank you, Lord, for credit repair, supernatural credit repair, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wipe the slate clean, my God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we love you tonight. Bless our mother, Mother May Thomas, God, even as she's on the line with us on tonight, God, continue to bless her heart. Father God, give her, Father God, the desires of her heart. Increase her, oh, God.
Yes.
Give her, Father God, peace that surpasses all understanding with each and every one of her children, God. Lord, give her a supernatural, Father God, breakthrough, my God, that she's been praying for pertaining to each and every one of her children, God. In the name of Jesus, bless my sister, Jackie, as she's recovering from surgery on today. Bless my sister, Barbara, as she prepares to relocate. Bless my brother, Gary, God, even as he's preparing to relocate and take a new job. Bless, oh, God, hallelujah. Rename my sister Renee, God, and her family, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, they are there in Florida, God. Bless each and every one of my siblings, oh, God. Keep them in the grip of your mercy, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Rita Leak, oh, God.
Oh,
we pray for Rita Leak, oh, God. Touch her right now. She's been away, hasn't been able to come on live on the prayer line, God. We thank you for the increase. We thank you, Father God, for continuing to bless her, even as she continues to tithe into this ministry, God. Give her, Father God, that Malachi 3:10-12 blessing, Lord, that you will open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing that she can't even receive it, oh, God. My God, rebuke the devourer for her sake, oh, God. Bless her home, bless her children, bless bless her in her coming and bless her in her going, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you in advance for your hand, a blessing upon Rita Leak's life, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Even as she sends us a voucher for the Marriott, family and friends, as we travel, God. She had us on her mind, God. Lord, bless her and keep her. You give her a prophet's reward. Oh, my God. Give each and every person, Father God, that has, Father God, even Father God, been a part of this ministry and been a blessing to this ministry. Give them a prophet's reward, God. You said in your word that they give to your prophets, that you would give them a prophet's reward. So, Lord, we thank you for, even as they gave us a glass of water, even as they prayed for us, even as they sold into this ministry, God, we pray, Father God, for overflow in each and every life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. We worship you on tonight, even as we open the prayer lines, we ask that you have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name, God, bless every person under the sound of my voice. Bless the church, God. Bless the local assembly, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in the local assembly. We thank you for sending in the souls. We thank you for sending in the laborers. Lord, we ask that you continue to send in souls. You continue to send in laborers. Continue to send in partners, God, that will partner with us in the local assembly, that will partner with us on this prayer line so that we can continue to do the work, oh, God, so that there will be no lack, oh, God. Continue to send in those, God, who will join arms with us, oh Lord, hallelujah, and pray and preach your word, Father God, and save souls, change lives, set the captives free. So Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, that you're sending in the laborers, you're sending in the souls, you're sending in the partners, you're sending in the members, yes, that you have set in the house at 1482 Maple Avenue at New Creation Christian Ministries in Hillside, New Jersey. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for overflowing the house on during that 12:30 service and during the New Creation Christian Ministry service, that you will send overflow in the house, that your spirit will rule, reign, and abide in the house, that love will pour out in the house, that fellowship will be sweet, yes, in the house, that there will be no division in the house, oh God. We just thank you and we praise you for increase, oh God. So have your way, Lord. Have your way on this prayer line. Have your way in each and every life that's on this prayer line. Have your way, oh God, hallelujah, in my house, in my home, with myself and my husband. Have your way, oh God, hallelujah, 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 in your church. Have your way, God. Let your will be done. We extend our faith. We extend our faith, oh God, just believing with you that nothing is impossible.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask that your Holy Spirit will take over this prayer line. Not flesh, oh God, but your spirit will rule, reign, and abide. Even as we go forth in prayer, even as we open up the prayer lines, God, have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory, Pastor. I just sense blessings are all over this line tonight.
Yes, yes.
The blessings of the Lord are yes and amen. Hallelujah. He blessed Abraham. He blessed Jacob. Isaac was blessed. Produced, amen, 100-fold, even in the days of famine. And I'm just hearing that word blessings tonight.
My God.
Blessings, blessings,
my God.
Blessings.
My God.
He told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great, and you're going to be a blessing. We preached on Sunday. Balaam told Balak. Balak hired him, gave him a bribe to curse God's people. And Balaam said, how can I curse who God has blessed? So people of God, you are blessed, and you're blessed to be a blessing. So we are praying tonight that God's blessings will continue to just flow through our lives. As we open up the prayer line, we know that God is doing a mighty work in our lives, and we thank God that he continues to bless us in a mighty way. We see a hand raised already, but we'll open up the phone lines. You press one on your phone line, and we'll pray with you, pray for you. If there's a praise report on the line tonight, a powerful testimonials, we just try to flow with God on this prayer line, and we're going to let the Lord lead us in the name of Jesus. Pastor, you can take the first caller. Amen. We see this hand raised, and we'll take this caller.
God be the glory. Area code 678. God bless you.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace upon my life. Where would I be without his grace, dear Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, for your love. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus, for caring.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so, Jesus. And God bless all my families and friends. Place your grace over their lives too, dear Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless every
yes.
one of them,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
All my loved ones. All those who are on this prayer line. Bless Pastor Rebecca and bless Pastor Anthony. And thank you so much. I don't have a prayer request. All I know is that I'm in love with Jesus, and I know that he cares for us. Just continue to place a hedge of protection over all those who I care and love so much for, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, everybody on this prayer line, my cousin, my dear cousin Carmen, and my son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, because he does deserve all the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We praise the Lord for that. Our hallelujah belongs
yes,
to you, and absolutely, absolutely. That was a personal song, but collectively on this prayer line, hallelujah is the highest
hallelujah.
Praise, and
hallelujah.
He do deserve all the glory.
Amen.
He,
amen.
I tell you, it's amazing. He deserves all the glory.
Yes,
so we take nothing for granted. We know that every ounce of air we breathe. We know that the shelter we, glory be to God, we have, the opportunities that are afforded to us in this thing called life. We know that God, all things, the Bible says, consist because of him and exists because of him.
Yes.
So we give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God honor.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we recognize tonight,
Lord, thank you.
She said, hallelujah, covering everyone on this prayer line, Lord.
Yes,
we say in unison, my glory belongs to you. You deserve the glory. You deserve praise.
Yes, God.
We worship you, your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We had 2,000 tongues, God. We could not thank you enough for our family, for our marriages, for our life, our health, and our strength on today. We know that every opportunity, we know that every good thing is from above. We recognize the hand of God in every situation that we may face. You will not put on us more than what we can handle, but your word declares you'll always make a way out. So thank God you're still moving mountains. Thank God you're still bringing us over. Thank God you're still bringing us through obstacles in the name of Jesus. We do pray for protection tonight. We do pray for provision tonight. We do pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for everything that is your will pertaining to our lives in the name of Jesus. The word says that we have everything pertaining to godliness in life. So, Lord, continue to allow us to pray to you. Continue, Lord, to bless us on tonight. Continue to protect every family represented on this prayer line. Continue to dispatch your angels to watch over us. Continue in the name of Jesus to give us, hallelujah, what is your will for our lives. So, God, we thank you that before we were even in our mother's womb, you knew us, you ordained us, and you called us. So we pray tonight, and we love you, God, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we pray, Father God, for Sister Maria. God, continue to bless her and keep her, oh God, even as she continues to praise you and fall in love with you. While falling in love with you, Lord, is the best thing we've ever done. We love you so much, God. We just adore you. We take our breath away, my God, when we gaze upon your beauty and when we think about your glory. It leaves us breathless, oh God. And we just thank you for just being so magnificent in our lives. We thank you for revealing yourself to us, oh God, and allowing us to just look upon you and just be able to behold your beauty and behold your faithfulness and behold, hallelujah, your plan and your love for us, oh God. So, Lord, we love you because you first loved us, and there's none like you, Lord, and we will yet praise you. We will yet glorify your name. God, we won't stop giving you, Father God, our adoration. We won't stop, Lord, just falling down at your feet like the woman with the alabaster box. Father God, we just wipe your feet with our tears, oh God, our tears of joy, our tears of relief, oh God, that finally there is a way out. Finally, there is a way out and a way. Finally, we found the way of life. You are the way. You are the truth. And you are the life, oh God. And we just thank you and we praise you so much. My God, words cannot express our love for you. So we thank you for our sister Maria. And her love for you, oh God. We thank you for her hallelujah. We thank you for her, Father God, outpouring through praise and worship. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her song of worship to you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for her being a blessing even to those of us, Father God, just bringing music and just bringing a song to this prayer line, oh God. We continue to bless her, continue to keep her and perfect peace. Continue to walk with her and talk with her. Show her the more of you, my God. Show her the more of you, even more. God says that I will yet reveal to you. So, Lord, show her the more of you, my God, and touch her son. Father God, continue to put a hedge of protection around him. Touch her cousin Carmen, Lord, whom we love. Sister Carmen, whom we all love so much, oh God. Touch Carmen and keep her and keep your hands upon her and her family, God. Continue to bless her and bless that whole Palo family, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we just give you the glory. glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise tonight, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So God bless you.
God bless you.
Just keep soaking because God is just going to continue to reveal himself to you all the more. You haven't seen
thank
anything
you,
yet. My God.
Thank you,
so God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. God
Amen.
Bless you both. God bless
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. There's nothing like the love. There's nothing like the love that we have for him. We love him because he first loved us.
That's right.
And when we soak in the presence of the Lord, my God, God just, he just bathes us. He just showers us. You said blessings, Pastor Anthony?
He's on the line tonight.
My God.
Life is blessed.
My God. And what a blessing it is to be in the presence of the Most High God. What a blessing it is to just sit at his feet and just adore him and love on him. My God. He told them, he said, you didn't give me water for my feet. He said, they were talking about the woman who broke open the alabaster box. And he said, you talking about her, but you didn't even give me water for my feet. You didn't give me anything to drink. He said, but this woman, he said, you didn't kiss me. He said, but this woman has not stopped kissing me, kissing my feet. Since I walked in the door, my God, she has washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. My God, hallelujah. When you love on God like that, listen, when you love on God like that,
all your heart,
with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, there is nothing. I said there is nothing that God will not do for you.
Amen.
When you give God that total commitment and that total love and that total adoration, God will open heaven for you and pour out some blessings,
yes,
my God. And when we don't love him with that type of motive as to what he can do for us, we love him just because. Is there anybody on the line that loves God just because? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to take another call.
Amen. Amen. No greater love than this. Hallelujah.
Area code.
We got another call of the area code of 832. God bless you this evening.
Oh, God bless you. This is Elaine here. I was called. First, I wanted to ask for prayer, but first, I wanted your address. I remember you saying Maple Avenue, but I didn't write down the street number and all that.
Okay, our address is 1482 Maple Avenue.
Okay.
Is that a
and
mailing
that,
address?
Yes, yes.
Okay, is this a mailing address?
Yes.
Send that to Pastor Rebecca Simmons.
Okay.
P.O. Box.
Okay.
2476.
2476. Okay.
And that's in Bloomfield. That's in Bloomfield. That's our hometown, Bloomfield. One word.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. 07003. 07003. Okay. Okay, good. Because I wanted to bless y'all. And then I was asking for prayer. The Lord had spoken to me, and it's bringing up to me about something to do with an incubator, where he was showing me in the room with incubators, and I've been asking him what the meaning of that was, if the Lord may speak through you with that, what it was referenced, what he wanted me to do.
Amen. Let us pray and see if we can hear anything from God. regarding the incubators. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name, Lord. We worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for our sister Elaine, oh God. And Father God, we even what you have put upon her heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You have given her visions, and you have given her, Father God, dreams, and you have given her revelation, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for your spirit resting upon her life in a great way. We just thank you and we praise you, God. And Lord, even as we come before you, we ask, Father God, for divine revelation regarding the incubators, oh God, even as you would drop it, even in my spirit, even as we go forth for the spirit of someone who is prophetic, even prophetic on the line, oh God, who will come in even with an interpretation that you have dropped into their spirit, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this woman of God and what you're doing in her life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear God saying that he's giving you great revelatory gifts. He's giving you great revelatory gifts, and you're in a season of fruitfulness. My God, you're in a season of fruitfulness where God is allowing you to see fruit and to bear much fruit in this season. And God is dropping things on you rapidly. It's to so many people, it will seem like it's a suddenly. My God, it's a suddenly, but you've been in a process. You've been in a process of a pregnancy for a while. And even as you say incubator, I thought about a birthing, that God was birthing out some things, hallelujah, and allowing some things to be birthed out through you. And I hear God even saying that even as the birthings are taking place with these babies, visions that he's giving you, these babies, these things that he's giving you, I see God saying these things, he's giving you the birth out. Even as you're birthing out the vision, there's an incubation period that may take place. And because there's more than one, there's multiple birthings that I see taking place in your life during this season, that God is doing some things. And it seems like a suddenly again, but you've been in an incubation period. There's been a waiting period. But now things are about to begin to come forth and be birthed out. And God's going to birth things out of your womb, out of your spiritual womb, my God. But I also hear God saying that there's some things pertaining to the natural, as far as these incubators are concerned, that there's some things pertaining to the natural, natural birthings. And I'm not seeing anything else on that, but I'm also seeing a rainbow. I'm seeing different colors and hues. That's something else that God has shown me, different colors and hues and different birthings that are going to take place in the natural as well as the spiritual, as far as prophetically as well as naturally. So the incubators have a double representation. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you for what you're speaking pertaining to the incubation period. God is saying, don't move too fast and don't go out ahead of me. My God, hallelujah. God says, continue to stay in my face because I'm going to reveal to you the kairotic timing, Kairotic timing, my kairos, my divine timing, and I'm going to show you exactly when to burst out what and exactly where to go. God says, I'm putting the resources in place to show you who's going to be your help and where your resources are going to come from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, it's not going to be laborious because you have labored in prayer, you have travailed in tears. Hallelujah. There has also been some failure in different areas in your life, but God says, I'm getting ready to produce results, and it's going to be good success. Hallelujah. Because you are seeking my word and meditating on my word, and God says, this is the season of good success for you. Hallelujah. That's why it can't be premature. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But it has to be in my divine timing, says the Lord. So don't let people push you, says God. Hallelujah. To go out ahead ahead of me, my God, but continue to stay and allow my word to direct your path and my word to direct your footsteps. Your steps are ordered by me, says God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this woman of God and what you're doing in her life. And there's a heavy anointing on your life for the prophetic. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dreams and visions, my God, you have been anointed. Hallelujah. To see and hear from me directly from my throne, says the Lord. So don't be afraid to exercise your prophetic giftings. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. God says, I'm also giving you interpretation. I'm giving you the gift of interpretation. Hallelujah. Where you will see and know, even as I give you a vision, he says, as you pray to me for interpretation, I will reveal to you the meaning of the vision. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister Elaine and what you're doing in her life and the many birthings that will take place in her life and from her spiritual and natural womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name and we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. And I'm hearing God says the children are blessed. I don't know what children he's talking about, but I heard him say blessed are the children. Let her know that the children are blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just bless your name and we magnify your name on today. Hallelujah. For what the utterance that you have allowed to come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know, did any of that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. Yes, about the ink, I didn't connect it, but as far as birthing out some things from my womb, I just didn't connect it. Another person had spoken to me about that, birthing out some things for the church, they had mentioned to me, and that there would be birthings within the birthings. And but there was a lot of music, so I just heard little bits and pieces, and I didn't total word of what the Lord was saying to me. But the incubator, she's been spoken to me starting 10 years ago, but he keeps on bringing it up to me about the incubators. So like it was time or something for that, and but I hadn't got the revelation on it yet. So, so I guess that makes sense. Because I was supposed to touch every baby. He was letting me know I was supposed to touch every baby. And I
the children are blessed. The children are blessed. Amen. Amen. And Pastor said God showed him something. What did God show you, Pastor?
God just shared with me, even as Pastor was prophetically prophesying, that there's some things you've already birthed. And there's some things that you've already produced. And God is saying, even as Pastor Rebecca talked about the spiritual insight, the spiritual intuition, God has already done something new in your life. You have that spiritual discernment that you've never had before. So there's certain things God wants you to tap into. You already got it. And God has said right now, just go ahead and exercise and activate what's already been birthed. And as you said, the birthing within the birthings, that's pretty much what God is saying. There's some things he don't want you to miss in this season that have already been manifested. Amen?
Okay. Amen. Amen. And God bless you.
God bless you. One more thing. He showed me different hues and different colors. And you said, God said you should touch every kid. Because even if I was saying that, I saw bats and I saw babies, different races, all races, all colors, just in this room. And they are blessed. So even that's what God is saying, that you should touch every baby. I don't know what the rest of that vision is, but God showed me that he's going to give you clarity. He's going to give you clarity. Not many days from hence, everything's going to come into place. He's going to give you one panoramic vision. Oh my God! And you're going to see everything. My God, hallelujah. So get ready for that vision, because it's coming. Where God's going to begin to show you everything. He's going to open your eyes, like he told Abraham to open your eyes and look out upon the sands and the sea. And God's getting ready to show you He's going to show you everything is coming together. Every piece is coming together. The 10 years ago, the time is now. So you're in the divine timing of God. That's why he brought this thing back from 10 years ago to show you now that he has not forgotten. This is a God thing. It's not an Elaine thing. It's a God thing. It's something that God put in your heart, and that's why it won't go away, because God wants it to come to pass, and it shall. And I heard God say, it shall come to pass.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
It shall come to pass. So come back and let us know, you know, exactly what God is doing, and we'll continue to keep you in prayer.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. God bless you both.
I love you, my sister. I love you, God. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Wow. Wow. That's something big that God is doing in the earth realm. Hallelujah. So God wants to do some big things through us. Big. I heard a preacher say big, B-I-G, believe in God. My God, God wants to do some big things through his people if we would just believe. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. Area code 919, your last digit is a 3. 919, your last digit is a 3.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you all tonight. I thank God for you all. I was calling in tonight for prayer. I just ask that you guys pray as the Spirit leads tonight.
To God be the glory. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even God, for your daughter tonight, in the matchless name of Jesus. Order her steps through your word. We thank you that your light, your lamp, your word continues to be a light to her feet and a lamp into her pathway in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that she has found that narrow road that your Bible talks about. There are many on the wide road, but that way is destruction. But Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that she has found a way through into eternal life.
Yes.
Now, Lord, thank you. And we praise you right now for the many blessings that she will find on this path.
Yes, God.
We thank you in the name of Jesus that prosperity is on this path.
God, God.
That power is on this path. In the name of Jesus, that promise and potential is on this path. Even many possibilities, Lord, that she has in your word declares, hallelujah. Your mind, your heart haven't even perceived what the Lord has planned for you. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you for prayer, Lord, as you illuminate her thinking, as you, Father God, give her in the name of Jesus the ability to handle the things and the many, Father God, opportunities that you are going to afford her in her lifetime in the name of Jesus, that she will be ready, not just ready, Lord, but will take advantage and full advantage of every thing that you have ordained for her life.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, the word declares that no weapon will ever be formed against her that will prosper. So Lord, I thank you that favor is following her. I thank you that goodness and mercy has overtaken her. I thank you that she'll find that way to abundance and overflow as your word promised in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you for the testimony that she'll rise up and families and friends will look and they'll compare yesterday to today.
Yes.
They'll compare her past to her tomorrow.
Yes.
And they say, glory be to God, that God that you serve in is a good God.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, thank you that the prayers that she had prayed privately will become public. I thank you, Lord, for those who have prayed for her, those who have covered her, those who are rooting and encouraging her will see the manifestation of your word in and through her life. Now, Lord, bless the entire family. Bless her loved ones. Let it be contagious. Let it go through like a wildfire, Lord, that manifestations of God's hand will just rise up and many people will be saved even through her experiences in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes,
so I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You're not a man that you should lie.
Thank you, Lord.
You're a God that back up what you say. You're a God that put proof to what you say. Your word declares that faith is the substance and it is evidence. So, Lord, right now, I believe that there are so many realities that are going to rise up in her life. And, Lord, she's going to give you praise. She's going to give you glory. And she's going to give your name honor and worship. In Jesus' name. I just see God about to do something so fruitful in your life. He says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bear not fruit. That adjective is there. Much fruit.
Yeah.
Not just fruit, much fruit. That means people is about to take notice. People are about to take notice because they're going to know it's God. God is so wonderful because he takes our natural ability and he puts a super on it.
Oh, my God.
So that's why people who know you personally, they're going to know that that can't be nobody but God. That ain't nobody but God. And that's what God wants because I don't know you on a personal, but I'm sensing that you've been faithful. I don't know if it's over a few things, but you've been faithful. And God, who is faithful to give you the promises that he had made to you personally, that God is faithful to you because you have been faithful to him. Amen.
Amen.
So we're looking for some testimonies over these next few weeks of things just popping up in your life as we go throughout this year.
Wow.
And you're going to see God's hand in so many different areas of your life.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you and come back with those praise reports. Yes. Amen.
Amen. I sure will. God
Amen.
Bless you.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I love that spirit. We got to expect God to move, and God will move. Amen. Well, we thank God for you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless.
Praise God.
Yeah, she's expecting God.
Yes, that's amazing how God is just honoring her because of her heart towards him. She has a pure heart.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
And God is recognizing that your heart has gotten God's attention. My God.
Yes.
God's looking for those with a pure heart,
Amen.
A broken and a contrite spirit, who are sick and tired of playing church, sick and tired of pretending, who are ready to get real with God.
Yes.
God is looking for some people who are ready to get real with him. I'm not perfect, God. I missed it in some certain places, but Lord, I need you, and I recognize I need you, and I want you in my life, and I give myself away to you. Let that be your prayer tonight, people of God, that you give yourself away to God in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of your imperfections. God's not looking for perfect people, but God is looking for people who are willing to lay their lives down for him and say, God, for you I live, and you I live and move and have my being, and by the grace of you, by the grace of God, I am who I am. My God, trust God in this season,
trust
people
God.
Of God. God wants to do something big in our lives. Believe in God for the big. Amen. We're going to take another caller. I'm going to pray right now for Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Just before we go into this next caller, stay with us. We're going to take these last couple of calls. Father God, we lift up the Johnsons right now. We lift up Mr. Leroy Johnson, God, and we pray, Father God, for you to lift them up from that bed of affliction, oh God. We, Father God, are coming to you once again, Lord, believing that you can supernaturally heal him, oh God, as he suffered from a couple of strokes, oh God. But Lord, we know that you are God. The restoration power, and that you can, Father God, heal him right now, God. Strengthen his limbs, strengthen his legs, strengthen his arms, strengthen his feet, his ankles, oh God. Hallelujah. Strengthen his spirit, oh God. Give him the willpower to just get up out of that bed, oh God. We speak to Mr. Leroy Johnson and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed, Mr. Johnson, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord, to strengthen his wife and keep her, Father God, as she has brought her husband to the prayer line, even as the four guys brought their friend to the Jesus and couldn't get in, so they tore the roof off of the house, oh God. So, Lord, we tear the roof off for Mr. Johnson, and we lower him before you, oh God, and just say, lay your hands on him, oh God. Jesus, touch Mr. Johnson. Jesus, lay your hands on him. Jesus, give him new strength. Jesus, give him new movement. Jesus, allow him to walk again.
Touch.
Jesus, touch. Oh, my God. Oh, glory. None of my questions. So we thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. I believe God just did something right there. We speak to his body. We send your word. And we heal him in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just praise you and we magnify your name for Mr. and Mrs. Leroy Johnson down in Sanford, Florida. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The prayers, intercessory prayers, are powerful and effective. Amen.
Jeez.
We're going to take another caller, area code 919. Area code 919. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing a lot better. I got my voice back.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling
hallelujah. Yes, amen.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yes, I remember the last time when you guys prayed for me. I can't remember everything you said, but it was God did speak to me so much when I was down, you know what I'm saying, like sick and stuff. And more so, I couldn't do a lot of talking, but I did a lot of listening. And some of the stuff that I heard, it was good, and some of it was not. But in the midst of it all, I thank God because he just revealed so many things to me about things around me and things inside of me as well. And it's with myself, I just feel like it's kind of been a struggle mentally. You know, like sometimes when we go through certain things, even though we know there's things that God has spoke to us and we haven't really seen those things, but it was kind of like, when I was down, it was almost like either you're going to trust me or you're not. You know what I'm saying? You got to make up it. This thing is not about whether I'm going to do it or not. I'm going to do it, but because it's going to happen, if, you know, whether I trust him or not, it's going to happen. But the way I feel about it, when I receive the manifestation of what God is going to do, it's beneficial to me continuing to walk on this journey because God is going to do it. There's things that God has promised me. Actually, they're getting ready to happen, and this is not something that I'm guessing. This is what God spoke to me, but I had to make a decision, even with my son. You know, it was some days where I wanted to kind of quit, but it was his faith that kept me pushing, you know. So I just thank God. I thank God for touching my body. I thank God for using you guys to pray. I'm ready for my new beginning. I think that so many times I said I was ready because I just wanted, but my mind had to be ready, and my mind wasn't ready for it. But my mind is ready now.
Amen.
My mind is ready. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank God. I ask that you guys pray for me tonight. However the Holy Spirit leads you guys, and I just want to let you know that night that you guys prayed for me, the next day, it wasn't like my voice just came back, but my strength, it was something, I'm telling you, God really used you guys because my strength, my physical, even though I kept going, I was weak. We know when our body is weak. I was coughing and I was weak, but I'm telling you, God touched my body. And I just thank God for using you guys, you know, even though I'm pretty sure you guys have things that you go through as well. But thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being faithful to God first and being faithful to this line. It has really been a blessing to me. So I just thank God for using you both.
Amen. Amen. That just touched my heart. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for those words. And to God be the glory. You know, that's so prophetic because God spoke that to me while I was sitting here, you know, about being faithful. He said, you guys have been faithful. He told me, Pastor, while I was sitting here, we were praying earlier, he said, you guys have been faithful to me. He said, and I'm going to bless you for your faithfulness, because you're faithful to me, and not only are you faithful to me, but you're faithful to my sons, and you're faithful to my daughters.
Amen.
And we, you know, and I just thank God for that confirmation that you just brought on the line. You know, that was confirmation to what God spoke as we were here during this last hour on the prayer line. So we receive that, and we certainly give God all the glory, because it's only by his grace. Like you said, we go through, it's been a rough month. It's been a rough month, but God made a way. He continues to make a way. So we're going to pray for you, and we thank God for the testimony. I know somebody was encouraged by your testimony on tonight and those words that you have spoken. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight, Lord. Thank you for her life. Thank you, for Father God, for her testimony, God. Lord, thank you for her healing. Thank you for touching her body and healing her body on tonight, God. Lord, we just praise you for using this prayer line, Father God, as a testimony of your glory, as a testimony of your grace, as a testimony of your presence here in the earth realm, oh God, that you are still yet moving amongst your saints, that you are still yet working miracles, that you are still yet healing the sick, that you are still yet destroying yokes, oh God, that you are still yet manifesting your power in the earth realm. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you that we can be that group of people, that we can be that prayer core, intercessory group of people, one of many that are being used of you, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you for Prophetess Michelle, oh God. Thank you for her healing. Thank you for her life. Thank you for what she's spoken over her life. Thank you for her confession. My God, thank you that she's holding fast to her profession, oh God, of faith, oh God, that you will do what you said you would do in her life and in the life of her son, oh God. So, Lord, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise for what you're doing in her life. Continue to lift her up, continue to strengthen her, continue to heal her in every area that needs to be healed. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, to put the right people in her life, the right connections, my God, in her life. And Lord, we just glorify your name for what you're yet to do in her life. Greater, greater. God says greater, greater is in store for you. I have greater in store for you. I hear God, hallelujah, saying, hallelujah, that your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor have you even begin to imagine the things that he has in store for you. God says, I heard God say when you were testifying about God's going to do it, and I'm ready now. I thought I was ready before. God says, you are ready. Now you are where he wants you to be because of the words that are coming out of your mouth. There's a new level of maturity that your trials and your tribulations have brought you to, and even though you were stretched, what you thought was beyond limit, God says he was not putting more on you than you can handle, but he was expanding your capacity. So your capacity has been expanded. Yes. Your capacity has been increased, hallelujah, for the new dimensions and the new levels that God is taking you to, hallelujah. And even as God has purposed to promote you in the spirit realm, there has been warfare that has been waged against what God wants to do in your life. But God says on today that there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. And I heard God say that everything that he has spoken to you concerning you is true. God says it's not your imagination. This is not something that you just want, desire, but God says, I have spoken this through my spirit to your spirit because you have ears to hear and you know my voice, says the Lord. So many people will tell you that it was not God, and even the devil has been playing with you and playing with your mind and lying to you and telling you that some of the things that I have spoken to you have not come from me. But God says, I sent you to the prophet tonight to confirm and let you know that I have spoken, says the Lord. And it's not just you imagining things in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And God says, in due season, it shall come to pass. In due season, wait on me, says the Lord, and be of good courage. God says, there will not be anything done prematurely, and God says, there will not be anything done out of order. There have been people who have connected themselves to you, and God says, they have connected themselves for the wrong reasons and the wrong motives. And God, I heard God say earlier that you were were in a period of separation. My God, even before you began to speak, God says that she was in, tell us she's in a period of separation, and it's a lonely place, and it's like a wilderness place. But God says, I have sent you there to make you stronger. I have sent you there to make you better. I have sent you there to perfect you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So that when I take you to your set place, to where I have already established before the beginning of creation, when I put you in that place, hallelujah, you will not be shaken, and there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. And God says, I'm bringing you to another place of healing, my God, hallelujah, where I'm healing everything that has been cracked or shattered or broken inside of you. And God says, this is something that is an internal work. He says, before I do the external, I had to do the internal, my God. And God says, I'm bringing that to completion. God says, continue to sit in my presence. God says, continue to sup on my word. God says, because continue to bask in my glory, because as you do this, God says, I will release my glory upon you, and then I will be able to release, and then I will be able to release my glory through you, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. This will not just be a name that you put upon yourself, but God says, this will be my glory of resting upon you for the set time and the set purpose that I have already ordained for you. God says, this will be my glory that I have set upon you for a set time and a set purpose that I have already destined for you. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. God says, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I shall establish you, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, everything that your heart desires, as you delight yourself in me, it shall be given to you, says God. In Jesus' name, because I have given you this is what to desire. I have given you already the desires of your heart, and I shall manifest it, says God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister and what you're doing in her life, and we thank you and we praise you in advance for divine breakthrough and manifestation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, what a powerful testimony of God healing your body, and you felt your strength being restored, even as Pastor talked about that word. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says this, and we're going to let you go. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. And verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in his time.
My God.
So go ahead. And as you said, your mindset is different, and you're going to see the beauty of the Lord in these next few moments in your life. You're going to see God moving as you go through these next few weeks and months. You're going to see the beauty of God. So just behold it, because as you said, your mindset is in a different place, and watch what God do. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank
bless.
You, God. Hallelujah.
Thank Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. Keep praising him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we got
hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
We got one more caller tonight. I believe this is our final caller. Thank you for your patience. We thank God for you. This is our final caller. Pastor, what is that area code?
Area code 412.
412. Area code 412.
Hello.
We thank God for you this evening. Yes, we can hear you. God bless.
Hi, this is Lorraine. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I was calling. I wanted prayer. I would like to move, and I need some direction on where to move and the house and everything. That's basically what I was calling for.
Amen. Well, let's lift that up before the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your daughter tonight. She belongs to you.
Yes.
Your word declares that we need wisdom to ask you, and you will freely give it to us. Your word declares in the name of Jesus that, hallelujah, you gave us that spirit of discernment and wisdom and knowledge. And right now, Lord, begin to activate it and stir up the gift of God in her right now. In the name of Jesus, she's asking for direction. You have given the desires of her heart to even relocate and move. And right now, you're the same God. You're omnipresent. to where she's leaving and where she's going to land. God, you're going to be right there. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the presence of the Lord being with her. In the presence of the Lord, there is freedom. There is liberty. And right now, we bind up any thought, any voice that is not of you in the name of Jesus. So God, give her clarity. Give her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spiritual eyes, Lord, to see what direction you want her to move into. We thank you for the greater one being on the inside of her, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the guide, the counselor, guiding her in this next move in her life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Even as she called for prayer, she's not leaning to her own understanding, but she is acknowledging you, God, and through collective prayer right now, she shall have, Lord, what she asks of you. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you that it won't be a wrong decision. I thank you that she's going to make the right decision. We praise you and give you thanksgiving in advance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that whatever she chooses, whatever state, whatever city, whatever direction she moves into, that God, you will bless it. You will breathe on it. You will send your angel before her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And nothing or no one will derail, Father God, this next move and this next season in her life. So, Lord, we thank you for blessings. We thank you for goodness and mercy. We thank you that your mercies are new and that, Lord, you are watching over her as you watch over your word to perform it in her life. So I thank you in the name of Jesus that, God, as she moved forward by faith, as she moved forward by faith, that, God, whatever decision she makes, you will bless it. You will, in the name of Jesus, approve it. And God, if you be for her, there is no wrong decision to make. So we thank you. And we know that your hand is on her life. I hear God saying favor is with you. Anytime you relocate or move, it's not an easy decision, but God's favor is with you. And the favor of the Lord and his grace being upon you, that is sufficient enough. So whatever decision you make, I believe by faith that God is going to bless it. And you're going to, amen, you're going to be right there in the place where God wants you at this stage in your life. And I believe that God has already approved your decision. I think you kind of know what you're going to do already. There's a pulling. There's already an intuitive decision that you made before you made your final decision. And God said, yes, daughter, that's it. That is the right decision. And I hear God saying, go in that direction. Amen.
And not only is God prompting you, your physical place, God has been prompting you to move in some areas of your life. There's some areas in your life where God is prompting you to make some changes, and you've been reluctant even to make changes. But this move is not only going to be about a physical move, but there's some other changes that are going to take place with this move. And even as Pastor Emily was praying, you know, I mean, I'm going out here by faith because I'm not saying this is where God is telling you to move, but I heard Massachusetts. And I'm like, well, I'm going to ask her, who does she know in Massachusetts? Because that's what popped into my mind when Pastor was praying for you. And then God began to say, even if it's not the particular location in Massachusetts, he's taking you higher. He's elevating you. He's moving you to a higher realm. So there's some things that God wants to do in your life on a higher level, on a higher dimension, a higher capacity. So God is shifting you. So that's what's going on. And he's shifting you from a familiar territory to an unfamiliar territory. He's shifting you. He's moving you. And not only is he shifting you from the unfamiliar to the familiar, but he's also moving you into a closer walk with him. You know, there's been some distractions that have been keeping you from walking closely with God, as closely as you would like to, or as closely as he would like you to walk with him. And God says, I'm shifting her. I need to shift her. I need to shake some things up so that I can get her to walk closer with me, so I can get her to trust me more. And there's some areas that are in your life, some turbulent times, turbulence. I see some turbulence. And God says, I need you to trust me in that. I need you to trust me and know that I am God. And no matter what's going around you, God says, I need you to hold on to me like you never held on to me before. And I'm shifting you and I'm moving you and I'm shaking things up and I'm realigning things in your life. And I'm taking you back to a place where everything was good and there was more peace and there was more laughter and there was more. God says, I'm restoring the peace and the laughter and the joy to your life. So not only is he moving you physically, but God is moving you. He's moving things around in your life and he's rearranging things. He's restoring things, and you're getting ready to go into a good place in God. It's a good place. It's good. And you're going to be, God's getting ready to make you laugh again. He's going to bring so much laughter to you because there's something, things that have been almost impossible, and you've been waiting on God, and you gave up, and you almost gave up, and God says, now it's getting ready to manifest, and then it's going to make you laugh. It's going to bring you so much joy. So I don't know what that thing is, but I know God is speaking concerning your laughter, your joy, your peace, and moving you into a greater position in him. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very
much. God bless.
You're welcome, my sister. So Godspeed, God be with you as he clarifies, and God's going to clarify to you exactly where he wants you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, amen. God bless you, amen. Praise God. Well, that was our last caller. God is flowing on the line. We want to thank God for each and every person. God bless you, daughter. I see you, Sister Rita. God bless you. We prayed for you early. I pray that you were here to hear that prayer, amen, and we thank God for you and everything that he's doing for you. Pastor has a word for you. Even as we begin to go off the word line, we want to encourage everybody to continue to sow. We thank you for continue to pray for us, continue to pray for the church, and continue to sow. Your seed has been a blessing. We want to pray over the seed. Father God, we thank you for those who are sowing. Lord, we thank you for the seed that they have sown into this ministry and that they continue to sow. Lord, bless them 100-fold increase for the seed that is the financial seed that they sow into this ministry. God, give to them above and beyond, Father God, anything that they can expect in return, oh God, as they partner with us in ministry. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person and for each and every financial gift and for each and every seed. Make it multiply 100-fold. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In order to sow, you can just go over to our website, nccmonline.org, or you can go to our P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, and you can feel free, as the Lord leads you. There's no obligation, but we thank God for every seed that is sown. As the Lord leads you, you can go ahead and sow, and Pastor's going to continue, close us out as he prays for Sister Rita and those on the line.
Yes, Sister Rita Lee, I don't know if you're listening or you're going to listen to the archives, but the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings with Elijah, the prophet Elisha, this woman gave him a bedchamber, gave him accommodations, and he asked what could he do for her, and she said, I have no need for anything. And I'm hearing God say, if there is a void, not assuming there is a void, Sister Rita, in your life, but if there is a void, ask God. Because this woman needed nothing, but she had an old husband and she had no child, and it was brought to the prophet's attention, and he said, by this time, this season, next year, you will have a child, and that void was fulfilled. So you blessed us last week when you gave us that hotel reservation, and God is saying you have been hospitable to your pastors, you have been faithful, and God is going to bless you because you've been a blessing to us. So ask God whatever that void is, if there is a void, and I believe by faith right now, this is going to be a wonderful season for you to fulfill that void in your life. So just pray that specific prayer, and I believe God is going to move on your behalf in Jesus' name. We love you. God bless you, Rita.
Amen. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, it is well. It is well. My God, the enemy has come in and tried to hinder and kill off some things that God has given to you and that God has released into your life. But God says, it is well. It is well. God is in the city. He's restoring. He's restoring some dead things. My God, he's restoring some things, my God, in your life that have been under attack. And God says, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. The Lord, I see you dancing. As Pastor was speaking to you, I saw you dancing and singing before the Lord. And God says, your worship has come up to me like a sweet-smelling aroma, like a sweet-smelling fragrance. God is saying, he says, let her know that I receive her worship, that I receive her praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive her adoration. When it seemed like everything was going crazy in your life, you continue to come to me, and you continue to trust in me, says the Lord. And God says, because of this, let her know, hallelujah, that it is well. God says, I need that to be her declaration. Let her know that has to be her declaration. It is well. God's getting ready to release something mighty in your life. My God, hallelujah. He's raising some dead situations and some dead circumstances and some things that you had even thought that was it was no hope for. My God, hallelujah. And God said, let her know that her seed is blessed. Her children are blessed. Amen. My God, her grandchildren are blessed. My God, I see you praying for your children and your grandchildren. And God, let her know it's already done. My God, hallelujah, that I've heard her prayers and I've already sent the response, and it shall come to pass. The manifestation has already been sent. It's been some warfare around it, but God says nothing can hold back what I have in store for you. My God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for Rita Lee, and we praise you, Father God, for this woman of God. Father God, we thank you for the word that you have released to us for her life, and it is well, Father God, and every void is filled in the name of Jesus, and her seed is blessed, oh God, hallelujah. And, Lord, we just thank you for divine manifestation of your word that's been released over her life as she continues to worship you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, to God be the glory. Amen. It's 9:06. We're going to let this prayer line go. This line is increasing. We thank God for each and every one of you. We praise God for each and every one of you. We will be here tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be here tomorrow night for our Bible study at 7:30. Join us tomorrow. In the meantime, continue to worship and praise God. Meet us on Sunday at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. And thank you again for every seed that you sow. We love you guys. Go in peace and serve our God.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine.
could